This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Welcome, you are listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a historic week for D Street as we've seen not one, not two, but 3 days when we've seen record high levels being clocked in on the benchmark indices. Could you just sum up the day's market action for us as well as tell us how did the markets really perform this week?
Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, absolutely, Indian market witnessed a historic week in which benchmark indices rose to their fresh record highs in at least 4 out of 5 trading sessions for the week ended December 20th. Now, the Sensex rose 1.64%, while the Nifty 50 gained 1.53% to post its best week since November. In fact, if you look back, then Sensex rose 2.83% for the week ended November 1st, while the Nifty 50 added 2.65% in the same period. Now, the Sensex rallied over 100 points in intraday trade to hit a record high of 41,809, while the Nifty 50 rose by more than 30 points to hit a lifetime high of 12,293 on Friday. However, both Sensex and Nifty paired gains towards the close of the session to end flat, but with a positive bias. Now, let's also look at the final tally on D Street. Sensex rose 7 points to close at 41,681, while the Nifty 50 ended 12 points higher to close at 12,271. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in consumer durable, public sector, telecom and power indices, while profit-taking was seen in healthcare, auto, energy and capital goods stocks. Nifty Bank also hit a record high of 32,443. In fact, it closed with gains of 143 points to close at 32,384. Sectorally, the action was seen in consumer durable, public sector, telecom and power index, while profit taking was seen in healthcare, auto, energy and capital goods stocks. Nifty Bank also hit a record high of 32,443. In fact, it closed with gains of 143 points to 32,384. Now, the broader market closed mixed as mid-cap index rose 0.15%, while the S&P BSE small-cap index closed with marginal losses down 0.03%. Well, on a day when Sensex and Nifty both hit a fresh record high, there are only 70 companies that hit a fresh 52-week high on Friday, which includes names like SRF, CRISIL, RIL, ICICI Lombard, Mahanagar Gas, ICICI Bank, DFM Foods, etc., among others. On the other hand, there are around about 141 stocks which hit a fresh 52-week low that includes names like TCNS Clothing, Majesco, JK Agri, Sagar Cement, GNFC, and Dishman Carbon. Experts are of the view that the momentum seems to be fading and the possibility of the markets going into some sort of consolidation or profit booking is high in the coming week. Now, let's look at the gainers as well. SBI, Tata Steel, Titan Company and Nestle India top the charts, while in terms of losers, ITC, Tata Motors and Kotak Bank as well as Vedanta were the top losers.
Right. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, if you could really help us understand in terms of sectors, which were the performing sectors of the day? Also, which were the stocks that where we saw maximum volume gains?
Well, sectorally, consumer durable index rose 1.2%, followed by the public sector index, which gained 1.02%, and the telecom index gained 0.92%. Well, the healthcare index was down by 0.42%, followed by the auto index, which was down 0.37%, and the energy index fell by 0.24%. Now, volume spike of 300 to 600% was seen in stocks like Colgate-Palmolive, Titan Company, Britannia Industries, Oil India Limited, Nestle India, and Dish TV. Long buildup was seen in stocks like IGL, Nestle India, Dish TV, Tata Steel, as well as Britannia Industries, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Amara Raja Batteries, Bharat Forge, Ramco Cement, as well as HPCL.
Right. Now, apart from this, a whole lot of other stocks also were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Titan Company. Now, share prices over here climbed more than 3% on the BSE ahead of the analyst as well as institutional investor meeting on December 20th. Apart from this, the Dishman Carbogen also share prices fell more than 8% to a 52-week low of 102.50 on the BSE, right a day after the income tax department searched and surveyed the company's properties. Now, CRISIL stocks also touched about 52 weeks high today of 1811 rupees per share after the company's board approved 100% acquisition of Greenwich Associates LLC and its subsidiaries. Now, Lemon Tree Hotel share prices rose 3.5% today after it opened its first overseas hotel in Dubai, and it will be managed by Carnation Hotels Private Limited, a subsidiary and the hotel management arm of the company. Bajaj Consumer rose nearly 4% after Jaydeep Nandi was appointed as the CEO, and Kolte Patil jumped nearly 5% today as Pabrai Investment Fund increased its stake in the company. Apart from this, Shatij, if you could really help us understand technically what are the charts suggesting to us now. We've already seen record high levels, not one but 3 days in this week already. So what are the new levels that we are watching out for? What will be the crucial levels to watch out for, especially on the Nifty?
Absolutely. Well, if you look at today's trading sessions, actually, then Nifty paired gains towards the close of the session to form a doji kind of a pattern on the charts, while a bullish candle was seen on the weekly chart. So that is a positive sign. But multiple technical parameters on lower time frame charts are exhibiting signs of exhaustion in the momentum, warranting either a sideways consolidation or correction going forward. So the upside from the current level seems to be limited, as Nifty is heading towards critical resistance place around about 12,300, 12,350. So for the time being now, experts are advising short-term traders to avoid long side bets, and shorting can be considered on a close below 12,199 levels for the initial target of 12,100. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Monday would be 12,200 to 12,252. That's your crucial support to watch out for. On the higher side, 12,293. That's your first bit of resistance, followed by 12,350.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, then, Shitish, for giving us these important levels to watch out for and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going ahead in the next week. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.